AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama says the U.S. does not yet have a complete strategy for training Iraqi forces to fight Islamic State militants. President says the militant group shows it can adapt quickly.
They're displaced in one place and then they come back in another. And they're nimble, and they're aggressive and they're opportunistic.
At a news conference following the G7 summit in Germany, Obama says the Pentagon is checking its plans on training and assistance to the Iraqi forces, but the Iraqis have to show the full commitment to the fight. President tells reporters that it is likely there will be more cyber attacks on what he terms this nation's very old computer systems.
We have known for a long time that there are significant vulnerabilities and that these vulnerabilities are going to accelerate as time goes by, both in systems within government and within the private sector.
Obama did not comment on who was behind a recent attack, although U.S. officials have said it appears to have originated in China. Two maximum security inmates remain on the run in New York after using power tools to cut their way out of a state prison over the weekend. Governor Andrew Cuomo tells WCAX-TV that convicted murderers David Sweat and Richard Matt had a sophisticated plan.
It was truly extraordinary. An unusual and almost impossible to duplicate.
Cuomo doubts that any of the guards were involved, but he adds someone helped them get the power tools they used in the breakout. A white former North Charleston, South Carolina police officer has been indicted on a murder charge in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man who was running away after a traffic stop. Prosecutor Scarlett Wilson says Michael Slager could get 30 years to life if found guilty in the shooting death of Walter Scott.
We're going to be focused on getting all admissible evidence before the judge and jury and pursuing this case vigorously.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 51. This is AP Radio News. Prosecutors, police, and the FBI in Boston have released a surveillance tape showing last week's shooting death of 26-year-old Usama Rahim by members of the Joint Terrorism Task Force. Boston Police Commissioner William Evans says the video shows Rahim threatening police and FBI with a military-style knife.
You have five officers here clearly retreating, good 15 to 20 yards, and they're not doing that unless there's a real live threat being posed.
The blurry video comes from a restaurant across the street from where the shooting took place. The mother of a Washington Post journalist being tried in private in Iran says authorities are keeping her from her son, Jason Rezaian.
6 months ago, I was here and they told me leave and come back for the trial. I came back a month ago. I'm here for the trial, but they're not permitting me to see him.
Rezaian is charged with espionage and propaganda. The Post, U.S. officials and rights group are demanding his release. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.